Welcome to On the Verge. I am Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no hype advice, essential practices, strategies, things to help you wake up, show up, and shine. This is a biggie for me. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. I have big news, and if you would please just allow me to indulge my news and my story this week. And that is, I have recently announced the sale of my business, Verge Yoga. We sold our business on December 31st to a wonderful young woman, Emily Forte, who has been with us as a teacher for many years. And we are in transition out of a 15, almost 16-year-old business. So there is a lot happening within me and around me, and I'd like to share some of that with you, because change is inevitable, and when we can embrace change, boy, it can be so fruitful. I am literally on the edge of my seat with excitement, anticipation, a little bit a lot of uncertainty, but a little bit of that trepidation around uncertainty. And wow, what an incredible feeling. So if you have left a job recently or left a partner or had a big life change, you know what I'm talking about, where you wake up in the morning and you don't even know what your life is anymore. And it could be super scary for a lot of people, but we can turn the fear into excitement as well, because life is going to change for us. If there's anything that is certain, it is that change will happen to us all. So I'd love to use this time together to give you a little background about my business, the motivation for opening the business, and also the motivation for selling the business, and also what's next. So there's a lot here. And like I said, thank you for allowing me to indulge in my personal story a bit. I think we can always find little nuggets in someone else's story that relates to our own stories. So I hope that that is true for you this week. 15 years ago, 16 years ago, I founded Verge Yoga. The word Verge, it is really important to me, and it's something that I've been playing with and massaging for many years, decades now. As I wrote about in my book, On the Verge is a boundary. It's an edge. To me, it feels like the edge of change. It's that threshold between here and later. It's the threshold between who I think I am and who I am ready to become. So the Verge is a place of change. It's a place where we can embrace change, where we can ride change, where we can tap into who we are about to become or who we are yearning to become. So in my own life, this word, the Verge, has meant a place to thrive, a place where life thrives. And if you read the book, in the beginning, I talk about the Verge in the Amazon, the place where nature thrives. And it's true. It's a place, these edges, these boundaries where tributaries come together, the edge of land where animal life and wildlife thrive. And so in opening my business, Verge Yoga, I wanted to create a place where life thrives, where people come to embrace change, to sit with themselves, to sit in the uncertainty, to face their fears, to really work with the entanglements that we all get ourselves caught in human life, but a place to do the work. The Verge is the place to really show up and do it. to really show up and shine, like the tagline of the book says. So Verge Yoga was that place. And for 15 years, I and both myself and as our team grew and changed, right? Because there's always in and out, people coming in and out of your life, in and out of your work. But over the years, me and this team of teachers and staff cultivated practices to help people experience themselves. And this is big. This is it for me. I don't want to tell you what to do, and I never have. Simply want and yearn and strive to create a framework for you to sit within and experience yourself in a way where you hear your own insight, where you hear the wisdom arising from within your body mind, where you come to your own conclusions and have your own ahas. This isn't about any person telling another person what to do, but to rather create the environment to thrive. And that's what Verge Yoga has become over the years. And boy, oh boy, I have dissected what it means to have a direct experience of oneself. Dissected down to how words affect our nervous system. To how lighting or music or silence or stillness help to stimulate or regulate or allow for the settling of, so that we can once again drop into our own direct experience of this life, this precious life that we've been given. So Verge Yoga has become that. And oh my gosh, am I so proud of who we've become. We have created a set of very strong, consistent practices in order for you to come in and let go into and experience yourself fully. So a few years ago, I started to sense the itch to continue to expand how I taught, how I was teaching. Because here's the deal. We have this life force, soul force that moves through us. And it's expressing itself through us always in different ways. This life force expresses through us to our children, in our work, our creative work, in our play, in our hobbies, with our partners, with our colleagues. We're always expressing ourselves. And when we can become aware of that creative expression and how it's always shifting, it's dancing, we can start to also recognize when it's not dancing, when we're feeling stuck or we're feeling like we need to pivot. And so a few years ago, I felt the need to pivot, and I wrote my book as a way to use that creative expression that I'd been using as a teacher, to use that creative expression in a book form. And then in the last few years in as a speaker, and allowing that creative expression to move through me as a on stage with different audiences, different ways of teaching, different cadence, different environment. How do I help people directly experience themselves through written word? Through this podcast has been a huge medium for me. And so it is for you as well. You may be expressing yourself in a way at work that's maybe feeling stuck. Maybe you do need to pivot. Maybe you could pivot within your current role. Maybe it needs to pivot within the current organization. Or maybe you need a complete change. And to listen, and this is where our practices help us to discern how to pivot, how to continue to read what's coming through us and how it needs to be expressed. So a few years ago, I knew that simply teaching yoga and yoga and meditation was not how my creative expression needed to go. And I thought it was through speaking. And it's been wonderful, but it's not just speaking. There's more. I don't know. I don't have the answers, but this is my daily practice, is just to listen. How does my soul force want to express today, this week, this month, this year? So a few years ago, I did feel the need to start to transition out of the role of director of teachers, director of students, owner of Verge. And my husband and I started to look for opportunities to sell. And we had several opportunities, and this opportunity with Emily was seamless, was just effortless. When things are that effortless, you know you're in right alignment. And so it happened within a few months, and we signed on December 31st, and we will be mentoring Emily over the next few years to understand how to carry on the foundation from which Verge was built, to continue to help people to find that sense of steadiness and stability, the sense of clarity and calm so that they could experience themselves fully in their practice. And so I carry this on forward into this next chapter of my life. And I am so and will be eternally grateful for the time and space and support that I've had in massaging my message, in creating this laboratory called Verge Yoga so that I could fine-tune my creative expression. And now it's time to move on. My work at Verge Yoga is complete. It doesn't mean I'm gone. It just means I have done what I needed to do. And now I will support in the continuing on of this beautiful space. But it's time for me to move on. And I don't know what that means. And you may have sat in the same place, or you may be sitting there right now, or you may be a step behind, like ready to take that leap. So we're always kind of playing on this verge, playing in this dance of change. So it is my hope that my experience and my process here can be of inspiration to you to really lean in and listen. Where am I in this stage? Am I right before just kind of hearing the call to pivot? Am I in the pivot itself? Am I just beyond the pivot, having just made a change and kind of at the edge of my seat in this sense of uncertainty and maybe terror, honestly? What's next? So for me, I am now beyond the verge. This is my life beyond the verge, at least this verge, Verge Yoga. And what is next for me? And so I'd like to share a couple of things that are coming through. A couple of ways that I feel I am ready to shift. And the biggie for me is to listen deeply. To listen deeply, to create the space to not jump to the next thing necessarily, but to listen. What is being called? What is emerging? And without forcing or trying to make anything happen, how can I continue to live in this effortless flow? You know, one thing I know for sure, that this transition out of Verge, the sale of Verge to Emily, was effortless. And I truly believe that life, when we're in flow, can feel effortless. That doesn't mean there's not going to be struggle. It doesn't mean there's not going to be times of tension or times when you really got to sit with the discomfort. But when you're continually moving forward and feeling into, you will have that release and into flow as we did with Emily. There were times when you know, we really had to sit with stuff, but we leaned in and the water moved through those rocks. So I want to continue to live in this way where I'm feeling into this effortless effort, feeling into this natural flow of things, not forcing life to happen on my behalf, but rather listening into what is emerging. So that's really my personal quest here, if it's a quest, but commitment to myself is not forcing stuff. More concretely, I've got a couple of projects. So this podcast is one. And a couple of ideas that I have for this podcast is to continue doing this weekly long form and bringing in some guests. I'm ready to bring in some friends to talk about what it means to be on the edge of change, what it means to live here on the verge, in the murkiness sometimes, the murkiness of change, and how they are finding their way. So the podcast will include long form guests and also the practices, the mini practices and mini messages I've been offering, just these quick hits. I know I've heard from a bunch of you that they're really some kind of like little injections of, boop, you know, just, oh, this is what I needed to hear today. Online teaching, I am going to lean into some online courses. I have one that 10 Strategies for Living in Flow that's available on the website, and also some deeper group coaching courses that I know a bunch of you have been asking for. And finally, super exciting news, we are going to be doing another retreat in Italy, in Abruzzo. This retreat we have done twice before. It is magnificent, an unbelievable way to experience life fully through indescribable beauty, natural beauty of mountains, sea, farmland, undeniable food and quality of food and wine, and being involved in the harvesting of olives and grapes. Movement through walking in nature and movement through yoga and mind through meditation and deep dropping into source. It is just a, oh my gosh, it's 5 days of pure essence. And so that's going to be happening end of September, early October. We're just getting the dates together this week, and we'll have some more information up on the website and on the email. So if you're not joining me, email on my emails. I don't send out a lot. They are stock full of information. So please join me at, if you just go to the website, or if you just email hello@carabradley.net and just say, put me on the email list. It's easy as that. All right. So I know this is a lot of information, but I feel like this is a big transition, a big threshold. And so I want to give it all to you. And what I want to end with is really what is deeply, deeply personal for me, but also what is catapulting me forward professionally. And that is the core tenets of how to live fully and age backwards. How to show up as my best and live fully, but also to take care of myself, this high impact self-care, and to age backwards. Because at 55, I'm feeling some stuff. It has been a big wake up call for me this year, and I have taken really a big gulp to say, girlfriend, you gotta shoulda get off the pot. Do not take this lightly. Do not take your health lightly. So there's a bunch of core tenets that I am going to continue to talk about as I move forward through the weeks. And the core tenets are around these six aspects of self-care, high impact self-care. Body, brain, biome, sleep, nature, and connection. That's it for me. And there are subsets. Body, how I move, how I'm moving. Is it ballistic? Is it nurturing? Am I challenging myself or am I always kind of on my heels? Brain, how am I training my nervous system to be more stress resilient? How am I training myself to be steadier, calmer, clearer, stronger? Through meditation practice, breath practice, silence and stillness. Biome. Understanding my inner environment, the microbiome, the bacterial environment of my body. Gut health, gut-brain access, and this is really the focus of my new business, the partnership I have with the mental wellness business that I would love to talk to you about if you're interested, and how to heal the gut-brain access and improve my mental wellness. So just again, email me, hello@carabradley.net. The biome, body-brain biome, sleep. Sleep hygiene is huge. I'll do a whole show on it. But sleeping, getting to know your sleep, how many hours, the quality of your sleep, and you know, what can you do to increase the quality of your sleep, because it will increase your overall health. Nature, 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 nature. How much time are you spending? What the research shows about being in nature, how to find awe in nature, how to heal yourself in nature. And finally, connection. Human connection, deep human connection. Connection with yourself, connection with source. So that's it for me going forward. Beyond the Verge, it is about those six core tenets: body, brain, biome, sleep, nature, connection. So I am complete for now. This was a big, big ask of you to listen to my story, to listen to this threshold that I'm on. How exciting and both terrifying and exciting it is for me. And I thank you for staying with this and for staying with me as I work this out myself, as I encourage both myself and you to live on the edge of change, to really listen to how you need to pivot and to take those baby steps every single day to move forward into this next phase, every day, every moment, next phase, next moment of your precious life. Thank you as always. I look forward to connecting with you. Please reach out. hello@carabradley.net. Find me on social media. I'm getting very active there as well. And reach out if you want to hear more about the mental wellness business that I am so stoked about. From the other side of the Verge, this is Cara Bradley. Have a fantastic day.